Don't want to sound like a dick or nothing, but it says on your chart that you're fucked up. You talk like a fag, and your shit's all retarded.
Incidentally, I fucking love this song.
Agreed.
I was scared for a little bit. Welcome to TDF Radio. But I was scared for a little bit that using that song would kind of kill it for me. But
now you just get more pumped up.
I get fucking pumped listening to it.
Fuck yeah. Yeah. It's coming in pretty good. There's a little skips on the new mixer. Fucking Skype.
You got some skips?
It skipped like twice, whatever.
That might just be our connection.
Yeah, I think
everybody, welcome to TDF Radio. My name is Todd Worthington.
And I am James Ridgewood. Screaming on the mic, as usual.
Yes, we are all screaming on lots of mics.
And this is as un-ghetto podcasting as we have ever done.
It's true.
I have a brand new
mixer. If you notice us sounding just gorgeous.
Yeah, beautiful. Just wondrous. Ooh, adjust your video cam there. I was checking you out.
I look pretty good.
Yeah, you look all right. Yeah, I got a brand new Alesis mixer. So, boom.
We are putting way too much into this podcast, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Especially for the number of listeners that I'm sure that we have. Although, we're going to go kind of crazy today. We have a guest. We have a guest on the show.
That's true. A potential guest. We'll see if it works out.
Yeah, we're going to try.
We're tempting the demo gods.
Yeah. This is a gentleman by the name of Ken. We don't know what he's going to promote. We don't know what he wants. But he wants to be on TDF Radio. And we're happy to have him. So, James, what are you drinking over there?
I am drinking a Franziskaner Weissbier. It is a Hefeweizen from Franziskaner, a German brewery. I think it's German. Somebody brought it over to my house. Yeah, it is, by the way. Somebody brought it over to my house for a party. They brought a six-pack. They drank one, and they left five. Five for me.
Nice.
I know.
Bonus beers.
I know. Free beer. What's up?
Awesome. I am drinking Scissorp. Actually, no, I'm not. I'm not drinking Scissorp. That would be a much different podcast if I was.
It would be an awesome one.
maybe sometime. Today, I am drinking Simpler Times Pilsner.
Is it any good? Yeah, I see it.
I saw it at Trader Joe's, and I thought, oh man, that'd be great. That'd be perfect for the show.
It's in a can.
It sucks. It sucks. It's really just not good beer.
Awesome.
Yeah, I'm gonna power through it because that's what we do. But
well, it has to happen. Somebody's got to drink it. It's not gonna drink itself. Shit.
But no, it's not very good at all.
Yeah, the wincing is pretty awesome.
As
you may have noticed, we are one short, Raymond Ray.
He is
absent today. It wasn't unexpected, though. We knew he was skipping out on this one, so it wasn't a big deal.
Sitting out. It's cool.
Yeah, he's just taking a breather.
And Stacy Skyward is on assignment.
As usual.
But we actually, our guest tonight is Stacy's brother.
Potential guest,
if it works.
If it works.
If it doesn't work, we'll do a quick segment of Shit My Wife Says.
Yeah, all right. That sounds good to me.
So your boy got a job.
Yeah, I want to hear about this job. I haven't heard shit.
Well, it's a good job, first of all.
By the way, I just wanted to say, count the fucks, but that was the first one that I just said right there. As far as I know, I don't think there were any other fucks that have been
there
said.
There were.
Oh, who said fuck?
Me.
What'd you say?
I said fuck.
I didn't hear it.
I said, I fucking love this song, by the way.
Oh, yeah, I fucking heard that. Yeah, that was gratuitous. All right, whatever.
So, got myself a new job out here. It's good. You know, I can't really talk. I don't talk a lot about it anyway. But suffice to say that I'm in charge of some people. And that's good.
You've got at least three people directly underneath you.
Directly underneath me.
All right.
Yes. So that's good. That's a good thing. I prefer telling people what to do rather than people telling me what to do. So that's good for me. One thing that's kind of interesting is the folks that I work with, some of them I can tell are a little on the conservative side. And that's fine. They're not like preacher or anything, so whatever. But they made it they had an interesting time talking about our office neighbor, someone that's in the office park with us. And, you know, there's a bunch of little businesses. It's actually kind of in sort of like a mini mall kind of looking place. But it's, you know, office park. I think there's attorneys, there's blah, blah, blah. And right directly next door is a store that's labeled acupuncture.
All right. That seems like a legitimate business.
Seems reasonable. There's all kinds of different businesses in there. Acupuncture. Turns out it's a rub and tug.
Is it an Asian rub and tug or just a normal rub and tug?
I'm not sure. There are some Asian motif things that I can see through the very darkly tinted windows. But, you know, this might be the racist in me, but, you know, it's acupuncture, so I'm assuming Asian.
I mean, I think that's fair. I don't know if they have rub and tugs that aren't Asian, or at least I haven't seen one recently. And I haven't been to one recently. You should get Stacy to go on assignment and check it out for us.
That's a good idea. I don't know that they give her a rub and tug.
I don't think it works out quite that way. I mean, that might take longer, and, you know, the profit margin's probably not as good.
Right.
But, you know, she should at least figure it out for us.
Right. That's a good assignment for her. I agree.
All right.
I agree. But it's interesting because I got to work kind of early before, like, people were there. And so I waited in my car for people to show up. And I was only there maybe, you know, our doors open at 9. And I see some dude in a relatively nice car show up at, like, 8:40, 8:45, and like go and start shaking on the door to try and get in there, but to no avail.
As it turns out, acupuncture is in high demand at 8:45 in the morning.
Apparently, you know, it just helps to, you know, the guy needs his chi activated nice and early.
Exactly, needs to feel the chi flowing throughout his body and, you know, all that. Gain a sense of calm for the rest of the day.
The thing that I find most interesting is, you know, there's a level of sort of nervousness and excitement that the people have as they walk in, and then sort of a relaxed yet very shameful face that people make on their way out.
Nice.
But the thing that I did find, that I do kind of find, I guess, sort of academic about it, like an academic point, is that the operator, is operating it as an acupuncture place. Massage isn't anywhere on it. I think it keeps her from, you know, keeps her out of the, you know, police's eye for a while.
That, yeah, actually, that could work. You know,
you name something like the Jade Massage Parlor, and it immediately sort of, you know, raises an eyebrow or two.
It's giving hand jobs in there.
Yeah, yeah. By the way, lower your volume a little bit if you can.
Or sure.
I'll do it. You're actually slightly loud. All right. I think we're good.
Okay. Does that look better?
Yeah, I think. Yeah, yeah, that's good.
I got a little excited when I started talking about Asian girls giving hand jobs.
Hey,
I'm aware. I think I just naturally overmodulated my own voice.
I understand, you know. Who doesn't get excited over Asian girls giving hand jobs? Actually, me a little bit.
Acupuncture.
I could get it up for acupuncture.
So, but I mean, don't you think that's kind of interesting? Label yourself acupuncture?
Yeah. There's a place I walk by in downtown, and I literally think it is called the Jade Massage Parlor. Surprisingly, it's in like a pretty posh area of Little Italy, so, you know, it almost doesn't look like a rub and tug.
Huh.
But, I mean, they called themselves the Jade Massage Parlor. So, you know, when I think Jade Massage Parlor, I think, you know, you get, like, a massage and a hand job and maybe a latte. You know, I don't know, something like that.
Extra foam.
Extra foam. Gentlemen's lattes. Yeah, exactly.
So you like money and sex? You're stripping me out.
That was like mega quiet, by the way.
Yeah, I know. I gotta send all my drops through Audacity one more time and boost them. All
right, word.
Or maybe, you know, you can mark the time and, you know, boost it yourself. But
11
that's
minutes.
That's a significant amount of editing.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I'm up for that.
So I guess the point here is that, you know, for the person in the market for carnal relaxation.
Yeah, I guess you'd call it that, sure.
You know, chi activation. Start looking for acupuncture. Acupuncture is might just be the new catchphrase here.
It's the new massage.
But they do have a neon sign that says open. So
it's the new hand release.
I think that's the key.
All right. Yeah. I guess, well, I don't know. Neon can mean a lot of things. I don't know.
Neon usually doesn't mean good things. It doesn't usually mean reputable things.
Fair. All right.
Think about it. You go to a place that has a neon sign, you can probably buy a gun there.
Or booze. Or get a hand job.
Right.
All right. By
the
way, burps look
amazing.
Speaking
of hand jobs,
on the,
let's talk about the, you know, the way that the Chargers didn't finish yesterday, Sunday.
Do we really have to talk about that? I guess so.
Well, I think we kind of have to.
Yeah.
I mean,
fucking,
you know, we are America's finest podcast. It's too bad our football team isn't America's finest.
Yeah, and our baseball team is going to be America's unfinest piece of shit next year.
Let's save that for the next for the next one.
All right, fair enough. So, yeah, the Chargers collapsed in an epic manner. It was amazing, I guess, in as far as amazing could be. Fortunately, I was not gambling on them. I mean, I did gamble on them at one point in the season, but I'd already hedged that shit out. So, whatever.
Smart.
Yeah. When I was getting like 3-1 on them to win the division, I was like, bam. I could not back the truck full of money up fast enough. But then when they got to like, you know, like 3-2 favorites to win the division, I was like, nah, I'm out. So I sold that shit.
I think you're kind of avoiding talking about him right now.
I am a little bit. I mean, it's fucking depressing, dude, to lose to the Raiders, to get swept by the Raiders. Okay. The Raiders are 4-0 in the AFC West. I think that basically, I mean, and they have 6 total wins. So that implies that they have 2 wins in the outside of the AFC West and 6 losses outside of the AFC West. Now, don't get me wrong. Like, win your division, that's how you make the playoffs.
Right.
Now, amazingly, they're probably not going to win the division, you know, because they're still 2 games back from Kansas City along with us, tier. I don't know. Fucking, it's, fuck.
What do you think our chances are now of, you know, making the playoffs?
Well, if we go 4-0 and Kansas City goes 2-2 and the Raiders go 1-3. That's how we make the fucking playoffs. Oh. No, sorry. Sorry, we go 4-0, Kansas City goes 2-2, and the Raiders have to go no better than 3-1, rather.
And where does Venus and, like, Mars and Jupiter and all of that alignment also, like, how does that also come into play?
Well, you remember the year, like, what was it? Was it 2 years ago, I think, when the, like, we were 3 games back? Going into the last 3 games, we were fucking 5-8, and we won our last 3, and Denver lost their last 3, and that's how we made the playoffs at 8-8. That was tougher than this. We still have a better chance than that, but it's not good.
Yeah,
Kansas City is like, well, the Raiders are an underdog this week. I think Kansas City is also. Oh, Kansas City's playing us, and they're an underdog.
Mm.
If we win this, like, you know, we're 1 game back. It can happen. If we lose this, it's over. Like, scratch the season. But, I mean, it's still within the realm of possibility. Here, I can actually check the betting lines right now.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'll check it. Whatever. Let's find out. There may not be a good spread on it, but we'll see what it says. I mean, there may not be enough action to really get a good judge of, like, what the legitimate line is. Let's see. Yeah, so the Chargers are about 2-1 dogs to win the division. Still actually better than Oakland, surprisingly.
Hmm. I put you on full screen by accident, by the way. It's freaking me out.
Yeah, you should probably not do that. Like, you're just stretching pixels. It's going to look like shit. But yeah, Kansas City looks like their favorite to win the division now by, like, a considerable margin.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. They're looking pretty good.
Well,
fuck them though. If they lose this though, like, it goes back to their we're in pretty good shape. Not in good shape, but we're in all right shape, you know.
Yeah. So we got a couple options here. We're gonna keep this tonight's cast a little shorter. Just because we didn't really prepare anything this week.
Yeah, pretty much.
But we wanted to hang out. We wanted to drink. We wanted to talk.
Yeah, all the good shit.
So
you want to get Ken on the phone?
Yeah, you want to?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. Let's see. Brought to you by Skype. Fucking A. All right, so we just lost video.
I lost video contact. But I can still hear you, so that's good.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. It even rings over the mixer, so that's good.
It's badass.
Hey, Ken, what's up? It's James Ridgewood here.
Wow, the James Ridgewood?
It is the James Ridgewood, bitch.
Wow. I see that Ray isn't here again tonight.
Nah, Ray's all right. Being a bitch, man. Nah, he's not. This was it was planned. I shouldn't call him a bitch. He's all right.
No, you're right.
Ken, how the fuck are you?
Your sound quality is very poor, Todd. But
always very close to the microphone.
Yeah, I'm doing pretty good down here. You know, swap places with you in America's finest city. Having some good times.
Oh, Ken, I didn't realize you were in town. Have you officially moved here yet, or are you still like squatting on a couch or something?
Oh, I don't have friends that are good enough to have couches. I was sleeping on the floor.
Ooh.
Yeah, no, I moved down
here. You got poor friends there, Ken.
Yeah.
Poor friends in the business.
We do have some people over at the pad tonight here.
Why don't you...
the pad on which you're sleeping on the floor.
Yeah.
Okay.
So why don't you kind of, like, tell us who's with you? What's up, all you fuckers?
Yeah, what's up, fucks?
Yeah. We got Action Frank over here, one of the best friends from up at college.
Let me stop you right there. Does Action Frank get a lot of action? I'm guessing no.
With a name like Action, yeah, it's like calling yourself Blowjob James. You know, it doesn't. It just doesn't win the chicks over. Like,
he didn't give himself the nickname. It's not all that. Self-confidence over there.
Sex fiend Frank.
We got my roommate Ben over here who just got laid off today, actually. So.
All right.
Sex addiction, yeah. Ben, or just regular Ben? You know, like, does he need some moniker?
He doesn't get a nickname. He hasn't earned it.
All right.
So, that better mean that Ben is drinking, yes?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Red Label all day.
Red Label all day. Well, I guess that goes with the whole sleeping on the floor thing.
Yeah, but, well, you know, when I showed up from work, and this is the first time he's ever gotten back from work before me, and his car was here, and, you know, walk into the apartment, he's already drinking. Sums up.
When you see his car already there, you should have immediately gone to the liquor store and just, you know, solved the problem. I guess you guys probably were already stocked, so it wasn't really a problem.
You guys are now obligated to get Ben, royally fucked up.
No, I didn't mind.
Oh, yeah, no. I think there's plans in the work to take him to a strip club over here and make him feel a little bit better.
I think that's only going to really distract him from drinking.
I think it's gunshot wound night at the body shop, by the way. Gunshot wound night at the body shop, I'm telling you. Over by Sports Arena. That's where you got to go, man.
That's where it all goes down.
But if you want to drink while you're doing it, I think, you know, there's Cheetahs and the bullpen. That's a pretty good combo right there. I don't know why they got that shit where if it's all nude, you gotta go outside to the place next door to get your booze. Because, you know, seeing vagina makes men go crazy, but titties doesn't do anything.
Ken, is that the extent of everybody that is with you at the moment?
Well, we also have Ben's girlfriend Marissa here, and our friend Zhao from up at college is visiting. Flew his plane down here for the weekend.
Is Ben's girlfriend's name, Suck Dick Sandy?
She has a jaw problem. It's very sensitive.
It goes with sex addict Ben.
Oh, that's what I get for sharing Frank's cool nickname with you guys.
Well, we're just trying to.
We can't all have names as cool as Todd and
James Ridgewood, bitch.
Oh, my God. I'm staring at your real name right here on the screen. Yeah, James.
My real name is James.
Well, yeah.
Oh, that's right. Yes. Good name, James. what kind of conversation have I missed out on over here? You guys, I was actually just catching up on your podcast and, you know, at work today and heard the second to last one where you talk about the Chargers' loss to the Raiders. I can only assume that you made that yesterday.
Ironically, that's exactly what we were just talking about before we called you.
Yeah, sadly, that podcast was not from yesterday. That must have been from the earlier loss to the fucking goddamn fucking Raiders. Jesus.
Yeah. You're also talking about the Padres blowing their season. I mean, that could have been yesterday, too.
Yeah, I mean, we sort of briefly touched on it. But
I think it really speaks to the timelessness of TDF Radio.
Yeah, I mean, pretty much, you can listen to any of our podcasts, and basically it's about how San Diego sports teams have shot their whole wad. And, you know, you could listen to that 2 years later, and it's still valid.
Mm-hmm. So you might as well drink instead.
As it turns out, the themes of the podcast are ever-present, you know. They don't get old.
Ubiquitous, I believe, is the word that you're looking for, James.
That it is. Ubiquitous. So omnipresent. I don't know.
Thank you. Thank you. I believe that was Buttfuck Ben back there.
Buttfuck Ben.
Sorry, Marissa.
Yeah, I know.
Or to Frank. I mean, we don't know who's, delivering said action.
Ben's, he's got the fetish where you like to watch somebody else do it.
No, what I'm saying is, you know, the Padres are kind of in dire straits. Maybe they need a new catcher. Ben?
We are trying to get Action Frank to move down here. I mean, the plan right now is to duct tape him to the couch before he figures out how to get back up north.
I thought you guys preferred the floor.
Wait, he got the couch and you actually live there, kind of. And by living, I mean squatting. And you only get the floor? Jesus.
Yeah, no, I'm done with the living on the floor. That was like the first month after I quit my job with no prospects and headed down here. That was when I was sleeping on the floor. I got my own place now.
Oh, all right.
So yeah, I'm only a couple blocks from you, James.
Oh, really? Oh, I'll have to check your shit out. Or, you know, the next time you go to a bar, you can just call me.
Yeah, I think I got your number.
All right.
Yeah.
How about you give it out on the internet?
Yeah. Let me look it up on my phone here.
Let's not say it out loud. 555, what is it?
What's the plan, guys? You know, what I want to know is Buttfuck Ben back there, if you're nearby, you can hear. What exactly got you fired today?
I didn't get fired. I laid off. That's different.
So you get to collect unemployment,
and
is what you're saying.
Janitors are maintenance technicians. What the fuck happened?
Engineering.
That's not answering your question, Ben.
Is it still laid off? Only one person gets laid off.
Well, when you work for his company, laying off one person is like 20% of the workforce.
It's a small company. Small company.
So you're saying you collect unemployment now?
Yeah, I do. And lots of it, because I like my salary there.
Hey, yeah, no, I mean, I'd get as much value out of that as I could. Shit, I don't want to fucking work if I didn't have to. If I can get paid to not work, that sounds like the best deal ever.
No kidding.
It looks like the Congress is going to extend unemployment benefits for an additional 13 months. So, you know, way to go there, Ben.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's why I'm not too sad about it.
Hence the red label, huh?
No, that does help.
Yeah. I guess unemployment certainly doesn't allow you to spring for the black label, huh?
Damn it, it's too expensive. And it tastes the same.
Yeah, they both suck. I don't think I'll drink either one without Coke, actually.
Yeah, James is a pretty big-time whiskey.
Yeah, I'm kind of bougie about it, too. Like, I hate to be a douche. Whatever.
That's all right. Douche it up.
What have I been doing for the last 27 minutes and 18 seconds?
That's true.
So, anyway, you guys can talk about this while we're all on the phone. So I was looking at the TDF Radio Facebook page today, and we have a couple people who have not figured out that we are not the Christian group TDF yet.
Which stands for the Donaldson Fellowship. We were talking about it all last broadcast. The Donaldson Fellowship is some place in fucking Tennessee.
Tennessee, I think, yeah.
That one of those places that sucks Jesus' dick, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it's legit, whatever.
Yeah, it's a legit Jesus dick sucking operation.
Yeah. So anyway, there's like a, I'm looking at the Facebook pages of the people who offended us because they, or liked us, whatever you call it now on Facebook, because they think that we are part of the Donaldson Fellowship or the radio show for the Donaldson Fellowship, which they could very easily verify by going to either our website, tdfradio.com, or actually listening to a fucking podcast, where we drop the F-bomb like 5 bajillion times and talk about the Donaldson Fellowship and how, you know, they're all right. I got nothing against them.
Second word of this podcast, by the way.
What, was it Jesus? Or?
It was fucking.
Oh, fuck. I got you.
Yeah. So anyway, a pastor actually liked us on Facebook. It's pretty amazing. Pastora Nitza Falcon, or Falcon, maybe. I don't know. And I was looking and I was like, wow, she had somebody who at first glance looked hot on her friends. I withdraw that statement. So apparently it is Raquel Cordova who, you know, whatever. She's not like, I don't know. I guess she's all right. I don't know. But apparently
Raquel Cordova, welcome to iTunes.
Yeah. Raquel Cordova. What's up? So anyway, I typed her name into Google and there's like a bunch of fucking pictures of her and everything and it blew up. So she is a redheaded firecracker that lights up mornings on the Latino 96.3 FM station in LA from 6 to 10.
Oh, fucking A.
She's a fellow radioer. I mean, this person is not our actual friend. This person is the friend of the pastor. But,
right. But, you
know,
like
a transitive friend of us.
Here.
A tranny friend. Tranny friend? No, transitive. No. All right, whatever. Anyway. Yeah. Anyway, Raquel Cordova, you're all right in my book. But get a new Facebook picture because you're kind of fat in it.
Also, right. So, Raquel, if you would like to be a guest on TDF Radio, write us at our website. We would love to have you on.
Yep.
So it's not all about the Twitter feed on here anymore. It's Facebook and your website. You realize Twitter is finally a dead medium?
I mean, whatever. You can send us some tweets and shit. I don't give a fuck. We're balling. Yeah,
we get notifications at the same fucking place anyway.
yeah, which we never check, by the way.
Yeah, we don't check them.
Yeah. I see that our last tweet was from October 13th. Wow.
What does it say?
It says, "We go live tomorrow, fuckers. Set your calendars or watch out for the update to the iTunes that we know you're already subscribed to." We have more followers, by the way, on Facebook than we have friends on, more followers on Twitter than we have friends on Facebook.
Well,
kind of sad. Well, I guess maybe you guys are celebrities and then that's it, right? Because Twitter's all about celebrities.
Twitter's about building a brand.
Yeah,
Twitter is all about building a brand and then, I think it really celebrates celebrity.
Yeah, I mean, I heard this thing where you could sort of pay a celebrity or maybe donate to charity and a celebrity would give you a shout out on Twitter. So if you want to pay us money, we will shout out your name on Twitter.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You just fucking tweeted us or something, whatever the fuck you call it, and we'll do whatever you want on Twitter for a bunch of fucking money. Make it happen.
Yeah, Action Frank knows what we're talking about.
So does Raquel Cordova.
Yeah, she does.
And Pastora Nitza Falcone. I love it. Activities, reading the Bible.
Yeah, activities would not include listening to TDF Radio for sure.
Movies, The Passion of the Christ. I didn't actually see that. But, you know, I'm sure it was amazing.
Would you?
What?
Why would you?
I don't know.
Why would anybody?
I actually heard it was all right, but I don't really care.
And?
Todd, do you hate Jesus since you didn't see the movie? Is that it?
Yes. Yes. did you want a different answer than that? Very much yes.
Jesus still loves you.
That's great.
Jesus loves a lot of people.
Dick.
You know, Ken, you long ago ditched the Jesus look.
That is true. I mean, the Rockabilly Barbershop did put me in my place up there.
That was phenomenal. This is kind of an inside, you know, sort of thing. But at my bachelor party where, we were out celebrating my, last whatever of single manhood until I married Ken's sister, went to this killer barbershop and they told him that he needed to ditch the Jesus Christ Superstar look.
Well, he also talked shit on James's haircut at the same time, but
yeah, my haircut needed work, that, huh? Though. I mean, it was a little legitimate to talk shit about my haircut. It was pretty horrible.
If you haven't noticed, James's whole bit is that he doesn't give a fuck. Ever.
About anything. Ever.
I mean, you're hipster.
No, he doesn't give a fuck.
No?
That was a big pause.
I am like the opposite of a hipster.
But think you had to think about it.
I was thinking about like how I could be even remotely construed as a hipster.
He needed to Google what hipster was. He doesn't give a fuck about what it is.
Like, what? Instead of wearing skinny jeans, like jeans that you know, my girlfriend would wear, and she's 90 pounds.
An Asian?
Truth. you know, I basically wear the fattest jeans possible to hide my gigantic ass. Meh.
Well, we'll give you the break, but, I mean, Todd, we went to that restaurant that you had recommended to me over by my place, the neighborhood. That's hipster central over there. I mean, I think you and Stacy, when you were down here, were kind of a little bit hipsters.
You know what? We were actually texting about this today, that it might be official now. We might have to officially call ourselves hipster.
Like, really?
I have a fucking beard. You know, we shop at thrift stores, and now we shop at Trader Joe's almost exclusively.
What about PBR? Drink PBR?
Listen to the podcast, and you'll hear what exactly I'm drinking tonight. And you know,
by the way, the barber in just to give him a shout out was on Adams Avenue. It is Barber Side. Just throwing
yes,
it out.
Barber Side in Barber North Park Side. Or yeah. Kensington. I think they just expanded to like 5 chairs now.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. They had what, 3 before? By the way, neighborhood like used to be cool. Just throwing it out there. Like, before they got all crowded and you had to, like, call in advance to fucking make a reservation and shit for a Noble Experiment, like, neighborhood was very cool. Since neighborhood got fucking crowded and, you know, whatever, that's why I go to Downtown Johnny Brown's, the best bar ever. It is dead all the time.
Is that the one that you were talking about by the convention center in Maryland?
Yes.
It's not by the convention center. It's by the Civic Center.
Concourse.
Yeah, it's amazing. I know I said that. Yeah, I think I said last time I wasn't going to talk about it on the air because I didn't want other people to come. But, you know, I don't think it matters. Like, nobody's going to come to this bar anyway.
Not because of our podcast anyway.
Yeah.
We should go there afterwards.
Yeah, let's go crowd this place up, guys.
Yeah, all four of you are going to ruin it for
Oh, my God.
Chance.
Yeah, the bar is fucking absolutely massive. What'd you say?
We have to go to the strip club.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to the strip club. You guys go to the fucking
strip club. James, can you mark the time? Because we need to save that clip.
36:40.
Way to go.
Yeah. Anyway, you guys have fun at the body shop tonight. It is gunshot wound night, so, you know, whatever. It's like 3/4 off. And That was horrible.
Oddly enough, the number of fucks that will be said on this podcast will be less than the number of C-sections that you will see at the strip club tonight.
Truth. Because, you know, with some of these women, like, they don't just do another incision over the previous one. They're like, ah, nah, you collect them. It's like, I don't know.
Tally marks?
Exactly. It's like having a little teardrop under your eye. You know?
Yeah, now you got me really worked up to go there.
You should hit it up. I highly recommend it.
whoa. Wear protection, though.
Like, full body protection.
So, can C-sections do it for you?
Who does it not do it for?
That's your thing?
Oh, yeah. Definitely. That's how you know she's loose.
Well, that's how you know that she maintains, actually.
Hot dog down a hallway, my friend. Hot dog down a hallway.
I have that song if we want to play it.
There's a song of Hot Dog Down a Hallway?
Oh, yes.
Oh boy.
It is from NoFX.
I didn't realize that actually came from something.
Hot Dog in a Hallway.
By the way, I'm giving a shout-out right now to Yulia Nigsi Il, who is another one of our TDF friends on Facebook. That would be the whatever foundation, Donaldson. She might be Kim Jong-il's brother. Or sister. Sister, probably. It looks like a girl. A young girl, actually. Ew. But it's, yeah, Kim Jong-il's sister.
She has the buzz cut?
Actually, if she's the one in the center, it is rather Kim Jong-ilish.
That's awesome. Thanks for saying hot dog in a hallway, because it's not often that I have a song to go with the topic, but hey, musical accompaniment.
I support it.
Hey, should we do a booze break?
I mean, we've been going for 40 minutes. We could wrap it up or we could do a booze break. Up to you.
Let's hear from the fans. Fans, what's happening here? Booze break or wrap it up?
Booze break with us.
I needed some booze.
Yeah, I think we're all empty over here.
Yeah, booze break with us.
Well, you heard them.
All right, whatever. Yeah. Has to happen.
All right. Guys, just don't say anything over there. Mute your call on your end.
That's how ghetto we are.
The welfare podcasting, huh?
It's still a little bit. A little bit. But do us a favor. Mute your end there. We will be back in just a little bit. My apologies for the booze break, just a little bit. I got it. It's a great song, and it's just in time for the holidays. But it's kind of a DJ remix thing, and the fucker like says his fucking name like 6 different times on it. But the song's good. TDF Radio will be right back. Make sure you guys go refill. Later.
I don't want a stocking for the stars. I don't want a message in the box. I don't want a candy cane necklace. Maybe just a southern belle from Texas. I don't want a present wrapped in gold. I don't want to dress up for the cold. I don't want to feel the fire burning. I just want a feisty girl from Jersey. Yeah, yeah. Oh, Santa, I don't want a toy on Christmas Day. Oh, Santa, I don't want a bike outside to play. Oh, Santa, I don't want a bunch of mistletoe. All I want for Christmas, Santa, is some ho, 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 ho. Santa, give me ho, ho. Some ho, 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 Santa, give me hope.
Yeah.
I don't know what the fuck that was all about, but yeah. We might have to
What's up, motherfuckers? Welcome back to TDF Radio.
By the way, that guy said all he wanted was some chicks from Sacramento, and I was thinking to myself, Jesus, man. Like, have you ever been to Sacramento? Because, like,
TDF Radio fans, what'd you think of the booze break?
I think I'm going to have to revoke your Jew card there, Todd, for that song, but you do bring up the what I was talking to you about earlier today. On a side note here, that your intro song, Guns of Brixton by The Clash, Sears is using that for their holiday commercial this year, but they're putting some, like, jingle bells over the top of it. Very confusing.
I'm glad that you brought that up, because I hit Google pretty hard trying to find it, and so far I haven't found it. I think the combined, computer brain power on the other side of Skype at the moment could probably do a better job of finding this.
Or our studio audience here, if you want to, you can always tweet that to us or post it on our wall on Facebook.
That's true.
For free?
Oh, there's a Sears commercial on the TV right now. I wonder if they're using that song. Hold on here. Yes. Oh, we missed it. Sears commercial totally on our TV when that came up.
This is not making for good radio.
Yeah. What exactly is the content of the commercial, and that maybe we can use those as, like, search terms?
Yeah.
I believe you nerds refer to them as Boolean operators.
No.
Yeah, no, because a Boolean is true or false.
Yeah, it's you can't describe.
Whoa.
Stop there. Don't encourage them.
You know, Todd, you're getting into the wrong crowd to start that kind of conversation.
Yeah, this is like, I don't want to have to edit out half of the fucking podcast because it sucks.
Well, I do kind of like throwing matches on gasoline once in a while.
Oh,
and,
boy.
Yeah, the podcast loses its arm in this case.
Well, if you guys find it, post it on the wall, send it to us, and it'll be definitely going up in the next one, because I think that'll talk more about the influence of TDF and less about the influence of The Clash.
Agreed. That song was totally dead until we brought it back.
It's true. who was even talking about the Guns of Brixton? I'll tell you, we were. We were talking about the Guns of Brixton.
Boom. So somebody over at Sears is a fan. Shout out to the guy at Sears.
Yeah, what up, fucking Sears?
Truth.
Like in more appliances.
Oh, that's an interesting dead air right here. Am I supposed to be more entertaining? Is that it? I mean,
I think you guys have been pretty entertaining. But
yeah, you're doing all right.
Yeah. I wish I could shut their microphone off for a second and just ask, James, like, if they've hit the cap of their entertainment value at this point.
They're getting close.
I thought so too.
But we're also getting drunker. So
that is the whole point of this podcast, if I'm not mistaken.
It is.
And we support that. We support that.
We absolutely support it. And actually, guys, we want to thank you. We want to thank all of you for being, the first guests on the show. It's fucking awesome.
Other than Ray, who is kind of just a recurring guest.
Hey, can we get a Sears gift card?
If Sears donates gift cards to the show, I will make sure that we give some out. I'm looking at you, Sears. Sears Robux.
Sears Robux and Company.
That's right.
And Ken and the squad of marauding sex robots. You guys will all be the first to get the Sears gift cards for sure.
Yeah. So Sears, send us some $500 gift cards, and we'll make sure we divvy those out pretty good.
Real good.
Daddy needs a new fridge.
Don't make me go to Chicago.
God damn it.
All right, so we've talked We've talked about a number of things today.
By the way, I just want to say every burp looks absolutely amazing on the graph, like on the on the fucking audio whatever wave thing.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Speaking of wave, I'm looking at wave. I'm looking at our wave right now.
Yeah. By the way, did you hear Wave is back? Google donated they donated the code to another group, and so the code will live on.
Fucking Wave, man. I knew this thing would be good.
Yep.
Well, it's not actually good. It's good for us. I don't know what other people it would be good for, but
it's also good for Ray occasionally. Once he's the other user, like the third user of Wave.
Yes.
Well, it's good to know at least three people use that software.
Exactly, three people use this software.
Wait a second. I think I just put something together. Ben, did you work for Google Wave?
Damn it, how did you know?
Fuck, I just got why you were fired. This thing sucks.
I got an amazing severance package.
Well, that's, this shit? That's at least what we're telling the girlfriend, right?
Yep. She's on board with it, though.
She's not hassling you to get a fucking job?
Nah, because my unemployment payment's going to be...
I see, yeah. Yeah. It's not like, get a fucking job and provide for me. I want to live the life to which I become accustomed.
So far...
Weekly manicures and shit.
No, go ahead and be unemployed. Take care of my fucking dog. I think that's the agreement right now.
So you got to walk the dog and shit while she goes to work, bringing home the bacon?
Yeah,
no turkey bacon.
The Starbucks bacon.
Yes, my Starbucks bacon.
So Ben, does that mean that you know your unemployment benefits might someday pay for a ring of some kind?
Said ring.
You know, I hear that CVs are really cheap right now. CZs, rather.
God damn it, no!
That took a while to sink in.
No Sauron here! No Lord of the Rings!
Oh, boy.
Yeah, nerds, we're not talking about that kind of ring.
Yeah, bitch, there's only one trilogy.
I know what kind of ring you're talking about. And no!
But, you know, and hey, what better time to talk about it than with your friends all around while you're being broadcast on the internet?
Zircons are well within the, or diamondoids, rather, are well within the affordability of somebody collecting unemployment insurance.
So cubic zirconium it is.
Yeah, is it still 2 months of salary when it's technically not a salary?
Yeah, that's like $400. That'll buy you a nice big CZ.
That's what I just said, though.
Phenomenal.
Now is the time to make the move, is what they're trying to tell you, Ben.
Yeah, man.
I'm getting way more than $400 in severance. I'm getting way more than that in unemployment. I tell you that right now.
I could add you onto my Starbucks health insurance.
No, but because I'm going on my parents' health insurance.
The engagement ring, by the way, you know, Ben, to make this kind of relevant for you, the engagement ring, for those that didn't know, is the severance package for women leaving the single life.
I'm not going to Robbins Brothers. I tell you that right now.
Well, clearly not. I mean, with your whatever $800, then they wouldn't let you in the front door.
Hey, that's closer to it. Yeah, that's
they're
going to
be like, sorry, sir, we don't cash Social Security checks here.
Well, I'm not getting that anyways.
But he has two forms of ID.
Robbins Brothers does not cash checks.
And a security clearance.
Well, so hey.
So if any TDF listeners out there are looking to hire an engineer with a security clearance, I mean.
Yeah, it's the secret security clearance.
Post on the Facebook wall, right?
A very friendly.
Yeah, the TDF, the TDF job board. just where all hiring managers are looking at, you know. Boy, I need somebody really reliable.
About this before.
By the way, I think appearing on this program here is definitely going to get your security clearance revoked. Very.
He didn't admit to doing like mushrooms or anything yet.
I'm good. I already turned in the paperwork for it.
For doing mushrooms? There's no paperwork for mushrooms.
Yeah, you just kind
of
do it.
You just kind of grab it off of a piece of dog shit and then like...
There actually is. They ask you if you do like...
No. I'm saying, but you don't need the paperwork to do the mushrooms. You just do the mushrooms. You worry about the paperwork later. That sounds like a serious problem for future Ben.
Not if I'm able to keep my clearance, though.
I always knew it was a bad mistake to sign that contract that you're going to do mushrooms.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you can get out of it using a lawyer.
Yeah, where's Stacy? Is there a clause to get out of this mushroom contract?
Well, you know, she's out on assignment at the moment, so she can't answer any questions.
We've sent her to the rub and tug.
She didn't even call me, huh? Jerk.
What?
Wasn't she down here this week?
No.
We're not going to talk about this on the radio. This is
she's off at the rub and tug. She's checking
about
it out for us.
So you
if
know,
you listen
is...
to the rest of the podcast, which we haven't put up yet, you would know what rub and tug I'm talking about.
That's true. Yes. That also, Ben, could be a great place for you to, you know, help yourself feel better about being fired for being completely incompetent.
And then you could apply for a job there.
Wait, what? I wasn't listening.
You get a rub and tug, and then you apply for a job at the rub and tug. Like, kill two birds with one stone.
Where is that so I can put my resume online?
You have to listen to the rest of the cast.
The TDF job boards.
Yes,
TDF
job boards. Rub and tugs.
All right, I'll do it right away.
Way to go. So I wanted to get, for those of you, and I think the people there are fans of the podcast, one back we did Fuck You Guys. Hey. A while back, we did a mini survey and talked about kind of musical interests. And one of the musical interests that came up was James's love for sort of show tunes and like movie fucking music, music from like big movies and shit like that. And I heard
it wasn't movies from big music. It was movies from it was music from musicals.
Well, this might. The movie that this comes from sort of blurs that boundary, I think.
All right.
But I heard this song, and I immediately had a reaction to it. And I thought I wanted to get your reaction to it. And
all right.
So I'm going to play just a little bit of it here and just kind of see what you think. I want to get your reaction on this. All right?
All right.
I already know it's going to happen.
So it's a long intro.
I had the time of my life, and I never felt this way before.
All right, I'm stopping right there. Go.
T-Pain.
Yeah. Isn't that just like a remix of some song that I've already heard before?
Is that? No.
And I swear, this is true. And I owe it all to you.
Oh, I had the time of my life, and I never felt this way before. And I swear this is true. And I owe it all to you.
Dirty bit.
Okay, I'll kind of keep this as a little music bed here, but reactions?
All right, don't get me wrong. Like, I dig Barry Manilow, but, like, I don't know. I wouldn't really say that was show tune-y. I would say that that's more like a house remix or something. Like, I feel like I should have, like, you know, glow sticks and ecstasy right now.
Did your Skype give out? Because I can't fucking hear you.
Did it?
I'm here. We're just,
You can't hear me?
You know, I just kind of wanted to you know. What do you think? By the way, I'm getting a text, incoming text. Ken, Stacy says hi.
Huh?
Hello, Stacy.
All right, I will text her back. James, what do you think of this? I mean, forget about kind of the, you know, categorization of...
That wasn't this, show tunes, man. That was fucking... That was
I
like,
said forget about that part.
All right. All right, whatever. I don't know. It was whatever.
I thought it was garbage.
Yeah, I wasn't really that into it. You know, Ray sent me a song this week, though. Or actually, it was November 7th, so that was like a week ago. He sent me a song. He's like, I know you like show tunes. Here's one from the Dark Side. And it was Avenged Sevenfold's A Little Piece of Heaven. And I've actually seen Avenged Sevenfold in concert there, all right. And the video for that was pretty legit. Song was pretty good. You know, I'll give them a shout out. But your song, not so much.
I'm not saying it's my song.
I'm saying it is.
This is a bit, you know?
Are we going to be able to see a Breakfast Club 2010 remake? Is that what's going on here?
Breakfast Club 2010 remake.
I don't know what you're looking for me to say, because like you just played some house music, and then you're like, ooh, what's your reaction to some house music where, you know, people are dropping ecstasy and shit?
Well, it's the Black Eyed Peas, and you know.
All right, whatever. Rockin' to the sound, turn it up
and watch it bam. We gon' rock. Ugh, I'm gonna have to like scrub my computer now, cause I'm gonna get rid of that. Good thing I don't pay for music.
RIAA is gonna come after us, man.
Well, so James, what do you think?
About what?
I don't know. What do you think? What do you want to do here?
I'm out of ideas, man.
Yeah, I think I am too. So how about, you know, we thank Ken, you know, buttfuck fired Ben.
It's yours.
What is it? Action something? Action blowjob man or something?
Right.
Yeah. I love it. We have our own peanut gallery, man. This is pretty ridiculous.
Yeah, I don't mind it. It's almost like a live studio audience.
It's like having a laugh track. They laugh at our stupid jokes.
At least somebody does.
Truth.
You know?
Proof.
Yeah, this is proof. This is proof. We may not ever have a guest on again because, you know, these guys weren't that funny. But
they're
good for, you know, they're good for providing a laugh track, which I like.
Also, they boost our self-esteem, you know, a little bit.
Have more guests now.
You can feel good that you have more people on the phone for this show than are going to listen to it.
I bet you those fuckers are going to listen to it now. They want to hear what they want to hear what they sound like on the radio.
They want to hear about the rub and tug.
So, you know, I think that we should say thank you and say goodbye to Ken Skyward and all of his wonderful friends over there. Guys, thanks so much for coming on.
Just drop them right now. Just drop them right now. Come on. You're supposed to just drop them.
All right, you want me to drop them?
Yeah, just drop them.
All right. Let's see how it
is.
Peace, bitches.
Up yours.
Oh, you hung up completely. You poor bastard. All right.
Hello.
What's up, dude?
Hey. Sorry about that.
Yeah, you hung up completely.
Hanging up on just him.
Whatever. It's all good.
Okay. Well, how about we, you know, get our outro music going and get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, it's time to get the fuck out, man.
This was this is a good show. I had fun.
I had an all right time. The Peanut Gallery, they were all right. No major complaints. But
I like the Peanut Gallery.
There was too much binary fucking solo for me a little bit.
All right. Well, you know, if you want to be a guest, you want to promote something?
Yeah, Raquel Cordova, I'm looking at you.
Write us at info@tdfradio.com.
Or you can post on our Facebook. or you can tweet at us. We will maybe retweet your shit, but probably not.
I think we definitely will, but it might take like a week or more.
Yeah, we don't forward that shit.
No. But
that's
thanks so much for hanging around. It's been a good show. Good night. Hope that all you guys had good drinks, good time listening to Ken and his friends. TDF Radio, we will see you whenever the fuck we do. Have a good night.
Whenever the fuck we want, bitches.
TDF Radio's out.
We out. You can also beat off after the show. We don't care.